It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell, and today we have a pretty fun episode for you. Today we're going to talk about content, and not only content, we're going to talk about publishing and how important it is to publish all the time and be very, very consistent with that. So before we do that, I want to kind of tell you a story about how a comedian comes up with his act. So when you think of a comedian like John Panette, for example. Now, I use John Panette because going back probably 10 years now, I saw John Panette live at the Casino Windsor, or the Caesar Windsor Casino Auditorium. And I went there with a few friends, went out to dinner, we went, got into the auditorium, got our seats. And as soon as the show started, till the time the show ended, we did not stop laughing that entire show. We even left the auditorium and we were still talking about the jokes that he was telling and laughing all the way home. And that just goes to show you what kind of performer he was and how good his jokes actually were. Now, when John Panette first started out to be a comedian, it wasn't always that good. His jokes probably didn't land and didn't sell and weren't nearly as funny as they were when I saw him on stage. So when a comedian comes up with his act, he'll come out with, say, 10 jokes, go to a small comedy club or a small bar on open mic night, and try these 10 jokes out. After he's telling these jokes, maybe one of those jokes might be funny, and the audience won't like the other 9. So what he'll do is he'll go home, he'll take that one joke and write 9 more. He'll do this new act and see what resonates with the audience, what jokes hit with the audience. Maybe one more of those jokes will hit. So now he has 2 good jokes and 8 that didn't work. And he'll keep doing this process until he has a solid act. That's when he'll take that act on the road. And it's kind of the same thing with social media. So when you're publishing content, when you first start, your content isn't going to be the greatest because you're trying to find your quote-unquote voice. Look at this podcast. We started this podcast just a few weeks ago. We're not perfect at it, and I'm okay with not being perfect with this podcast. It's going to take me some time. But every single week, I'm consistent and constantly publishing on this platform. And it goes with every other platform. We've been blogging for a few years now. And if you go back to read the first few blogs that I wrote, I'll be quite honest, they were terrible. But the more blogs I wrote, the better they got. And even now, after I've started implementing some things from the .com and Expert Secret books, they're getting even better now. And well, mentioning the .com and Expert Secret books, Russell Brunson, when he talks about his Marketing Secrets podcast, it was initially called Marketing in Your Car, the Marketing in Your Car podcast. And if you go back, the first few episodes were not that great. But as he published every day, and I think he said around the 46th, the 47th episode, that's when he really found his voice and really hit his stride. And that's what it's like no matter what platform you're on. And I'll use another example when it comes to publishing. So if you're not consistent with your audience, they may forget about you. So I'll go back to about a couple months ago, a family friend of mine owns a business, and I hadn't seen anything from them on any social media platform in a very long time. And I completely forgot they had social media platforms. And it wasn't until one day I was scrolling through Facebook and I saw they had a Facebook post. And that I completely forgot who they were. Now, obviously, I knew what business they ran because they were family friend. But had I not known they had a business and I was not close with them, I would have completely forgot about that business. And then another good example of that is not only just publishing content, but being active and engaging with your audience. Now, a couple years ago, there was a local company who had somebody running their Instagram account for them. And every single day, they were constantly engaging with everybody else in the community. They were commenting on tons of posts organically and authentically and striking up conversation in the comments of your Instagram account and all the posts that you put out. So when it came time for me to need windows, that would have been the first company I would have thought of. Just because I'd built that relationship, or they'd built that relationship with me, so if I ever got to that point where I needed a window, this is the company I would have gone through. Now, a short time after they really hit their stride and really started to get popular with their account, all of a sudden, the engagement stopped. And this had gone on for a little while, and then it kind of pepped back up just a little bit, and then stopped completely for quite a while. And it got to the point where I actually had to go back into the search and find out who they were because I completely forgot the name of the company. It had been so long since they were engaging on social media. So that just goes to show you how important it is to not only be consistent with posting, but also be consistent with engaging on all your social media platforms, not just on Instagram. Now, one of the ways that I want to help you so you can keep all this stuff and see all the tips, tricks, and all that kind of stuff, we created a Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum. And in this group, I provide tons of value, exactly like what I just said right here on this podcast. So if you head to Facebook and look up Entrepreneur Momentum, you'll find our Facebook group. Make sure you join that group, or we'll have the link in the description of this podcast as well. And if you're really ready to take your business, or as an entrepreneur, you really want to go to that next level, we're creating a mastermind team where we will have quarterly meetings where you're going to help provide value to the group, as well as get tons of value from everybody else in this small mastermind team. And then on top of that, we're going to hold Zoom accountability calls. So not only are you going to be held accountable for your goals in the mastermind, the quarterly mastermind meetings, we're also going to have a chance where we're going to have bi-weekly Zoom calls for whoever wants to jump on and state what our goals are, provide some help with others to reach their goals. And then the next meeting, we're going to hold each other accountable to make sure we hit those targets and those goals. So again, the link for that will be in the description of this podcast. But if you don't want to wait and click that, head to entrepreneurmomentum.com/waitlist. So with that, everybody, we are going to wish you an amazing week, and we can't wait to chat next week. As entrepreneurs, our time is very valuable, so spending time online should be kept at a minimum. But if you're scrolling through Facebook groups all day and not getting anything from them other than seeing everybody's website links or offer links or promotion links, you're not really doing yourself any service to moving the needle in your business and creating momentum. Now, I wanted to change that. I created a Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum that is all about driving momentum for your business. No links, no spamming, none of that. This group is completely about value and providing value for others. So you're not scrolling endlessly through a group just to see what the group is about and to see what kind of value can be given. If you head to facebook.com/groups/entrepreneurmomentum, click the join button and join this community of entrepreneurs that are ready and willing to help each other and create momentum in all of our businesses.